You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is The Tabernacle. Shemot chapter 25 verses 1 through 9, The Tabernacle. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they take for me an offering. Of every man whose heart makes him willing, you shall take my offering. And this is the offering which you shall take of them, gold and silver and brass, and blue and purple and scarlet, and fine linen and goat's hair, and ram skins dyed red, and tachash and acacia wood, oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. According to all that I have shown you, the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the furniture thereof, even so shall you make it. Shemot chapter 25, verses 10 through 16. The Ark. And they shall make an ark of acacia wood. 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the height thereof. And you shall overlay it with pure gold within and without, shall you overlay it, and shall make upon it a crown of gold round about. And you shall cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them in the 4 feet thereof, and 2 rings shall be on the one side of it, and 2 rings on the other side of it. And you shall make staves of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. And you shall put the staves into the rings on the sides of the ark, wherewith to bear the ark. The staves shall be in the rings of the ark, they shall not be taken from it. And you shall put into the ark the testimony which I shall give you. Shemot chapter 25, verses 17 through 22. The Cover. And you shall make an ark cover of pure gold. 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof. And you shall make 2 cherubim of gold. Of beaten work shall you make them, at the 2 ends of the ark cover. And make 1 cherub at the one end, and 1 cherub at the other end. Of 1 piece with the ark cover shall you make the cherubim of the 2 ends thereof. And the cherubim shall spread out their wings on high, screening the ark cover with their wings, with their faces one to another. Toward the ark cover shall the faces of the cherubim be. And you shall put the ark cover above upon the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I shall give you. And there I will meet with you, and I will speak with you from above the ark cover, and from between the 2 cherubim, which are upon the ark of the testimony, of all things which I will give you in commandment unto the children of Israel. Shemot chapter 25, verses 23 through 30. The Table. And you shall make a table of acacia wood. 2 cubits shall be the length thereof, and 1 cubit the breadth thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the height thereof. And you shall overlay it with pure gold, and make thereto a crown of gold round about. And you shall make unto it a border of 1 handbreadth round about, and you shall make a golden crown to the border thereof round about. And you shall make for it 4 rings of gold, and put the rings in the 4 corners that are on the 4 feet thereof. Close by the border shall the rings be, 4 places for the staves to bear the table. And you shall make the staves of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold, that the table may be borne with them. And you shall make the dishes thereof, and the pans thereof, and the jars thereof, and the bowls thereof, wherewith to pour out, of pure gold shall you make them. And you shall set upon the table showbread before me always. Shemot chapter 25, verses 31 through 40. The Menorah. And you shall make a candlestick of pure gold. Of beaten work shall be the candlestick be made, even its base and its shaft. Its cups, its knops, and its flowers shall be of 1 piece with it. And there shall be 6 branches going out of the sides thereof, 3 branches of the candlestick out of the one side thereof, and 3 branches of the candlestick out of the other side thereof. 3 cups made like almond blossoms in 1 branch, a nope and a flower, and 3 cups made like almond blossoms in the other branch, a nope and a flower, So four of the six branches going out of the candlestick. And in the candlestick four cups made like almond blossoms, the nopes thereof and the flowers thereof. And a nope under two branches of one piece with it, and a nope under two branches of one piece with it, and a nope under two branches of one piece with it, for the six branches going out of the candlestick. Their nopes and their branches shall be one piece with it, the whole of it one beaten work of pure gold. And you shall make the lamps thereof, seven, and they shall light the lamps thereof to give light over against it. And the tongs thereof and the snuff dishes thereof shall be of pure gold. Of a talent of pure gold shall it be made with all these vessels. And see that you make them after their pattern, which is being shown you in the mount. Shemot chapter 26, verses 1 through 14. Covers of the Tabernacle. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains, of fine twined linen, and blue and purple and scarlet, with cherubim, the work of the skillful workmen, shall you make them. The length of each curtain shall be 80 and 20 cubits, and the breadth of each curtain 4 cubits. All the curtains shall have one measure. 5 curtains shall be coupled together, one to another, and the other 5 curtains shall be coupled one to another. And you shall make loops of blue upon the edge of the one curtain that is outmost in the first set, and likewise shall you make in the edge of the curtain that is outmost in the second set. 50 loops shall you make in the one curtain, and 50 loops shall you make in the edge of the curtain that is in the second set. The loop shall be opposite one to another. And you shall make 50 clasps of gold, and couple the curtains one to another with the clasps, that the tabernacle may be one whole. And you shall make the curtains of goat's hair for a tent over the tabernacle. 11 curtains shall you make them. The length of each curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the breadth of each curtain 4 cubits. The 11 curtains shall have one measure. And you shall couple 5 curtains by themselves, and 6 curtains by themselves, and shall double over the 6th curtain in the forefront of the tent. And you shall make 50 loops on the edge of the one curtain that is outmost in the first set, and 50 loops upon the edge of the curtain which is outmost in the second set. And you shall make 50 clasps of brass, and put the clasps into the loops, and couple the tent together, that it may be one. And as for the overhanging part that remains of the curtain of the tent, the half curtain that remains over shall hang over the back of the tabernacle. And the cubit on the one side and the cubit on the other side of that which remains over in the length of the curtains of the tent shall hang over the sides of the tabernacle on this side and on that side to cover it. And you shall make a covering for the tent of ram's skins, dyed red, and a covering of tachash above. Shemot chapter 26, verses 15 through 30. Walls of the Tabernacle. And you shall make the boards for the tabernacle of acacia wood standing up. 10 cubits shall be the length of a board, and a cubit and a half the breadth of each board. 2 tenons shall there be in each board, joined one to another. Thus shall you make for all the boards of the tabernacle. And you shall make the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side southward. And you shall make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under one board for its 2 tenons, and 2 sockets under another board for its 2 tenons. And for the second side of the tabernacle on the north side, 20 boards. And there 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. And for the hinder part of the tabernacle westward, you shall make 6 boards. And 2 boards shall you make for the corners of the tabernacle in the hinder part. And they shall be double beneath, and in like manner they shall be complete unto the top thereof, unto the first ring. Thus shall it be for them both. They shall be for the 2 corners. Thus there shall be 8 boards, and their sockets of silver, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under one board, and 2 sockets under another board. And you shall make bars of acacia wood, 5 for the boards of the one side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle, and 5 bars for the boards of the side of the tabernacle for the hinder part westward. And the middle bar in the midst of the boards, which shall pass through from end to end. And you shall overlay the boards with gold, and make their rings of gold for holders for the bars, and you shall overlay the bars with gold. And you shall rear up the tabernacle according to the fashion thereof, which has been shown to you in the mount. Shemot chapter 26, verses 31 through 37, the partition. And you shall make a veil of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen. With cherubim, the work of the skillful workman, shall it be made. And you shall hang it upon four pillars of acacia overlaid with gold, their hooks being of gold, upon four sockets of silver. And you shall hang up the veil under the clasps, and shall bring it thither within the veil the ark of the testimony. And the veil shall divide unto you between the holy place and the most holy. And you shall put the ark cover upon the ark of testimony in the most holy place. And you shall set the table without the veil, and the candlestick over against the table on the north side of the tabernacle toward the south. And you shall put the table on the north side. And you shall make a screen for the door of the tent of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen, the work of the weaver in colors. And you shall make for the screen five pillars of acacia, and overlay them with gold. Their hooks shall be of gold, and you shall cast five sockets of brass for them. Shemot chapter 27, verses 1 through 8, the altar. And you shall make the altar of acacia wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad. The altar shall be 4 square, and the height thereof shall be 3 cubits. And you shall make the horns of it upon the 4 corners thereof. The horns thereof shall be of 1 piece with it, and you shall overlay it with brass. And you shall make its pots to take away its ashes, and its shovels, and its basins, and its flesh hooks, and its fire pans, all the vessels thereof you shall make of brass. And you shall make for it a grating of network of brass, and upon the net shall you make 4 brazen rings in the 4 corners thereof. And you shall put it under the ledge, round the altar beneath, that the net may reach halfway up the altar. And you shall make staves for the altar, staves of acacia wood, and overlay them with brass. And the staves thereof shall be put into the rings, and the staves shall be upon the 2 sides of the altar in bearing it. Hollow with planks shall you make it, as it has been shown you in the mount, so shall they make it. Shemot chapter 27, verses 9 through 19, the courtyard. And you shall make the court of the tabernacle for the south side southward. There shall be hangings for the court of fine twined linen, 100 cubits long for 1 side. And the pillars thereof shall be 20, and their sockets 20, of brass. The hooks of the pillars and their fillets shall be of silver. And likewise for the north side in length there shall be hangings 100 cubits long, and the pillars thereof 20, and their sockets 20 of brass, the hooks of the pillars and their fillets of silver. And the breadth of the court on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10, and their sockets 10. And the breadth of the court on the east side eastward shall be 50 cubits. The hangings for the one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. And for the other side shall be hangings of 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their sockets 3. And for the gate of the court shall be a screen of 20 cubits of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twined linen, the work of the weaver in colors, their pillars 4 and their sockets 4. All the pillars of the court round about shall be filleted with silver, their hooks of silver and their sockets of brass. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits, and the breadth 50 everywhere, and the height 5 cubits of fine twined linen and their sockets of brass. All the instruments of the tabernacle and all the service thereof, and all the pins thereof, and all the pins of the court shall be of brass. Shemot chapter 27, verses 20 and 21. Oil. And you shall command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure olive oil beaten for the light, to cause a lamp to burn continually. In the tent of meeting without the veil, which is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall set it in order, to burn from evening to morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever throughout their generations on behalf of the children of Israel. Shemot chapter 30, verses 1 through 10, incense altar. And you shall make an altar to burn incense upon, of acacia wood shall you make it. 1 cubit shall be the length thereof, and 1 cubit the breadth thereof, 4 score shall it be, and 2 cubits shall be the height thereof, the horns thereof shall be of 1 piece with it. and he shall overlay it with pure gold, the top thereof, and the sides thereof round about, and the horns thereof, and ye shall make upon it a crown of gold round about. And the two golden rings shall ye make for it under the crown thereof, upon the two ribs thereof, upon the two sides of it shall ye make them, and they shall be for places for staves wherewith to bear it. And ye shall make the staves of acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. And ye shall put it before the veil that is by the ark of testimony, before the ark cover that is over the testimony, where I will meet with thee. And Aaron shall burn thereupon incense of sweet spices every morning. When he dresses the lamps, he shall burn it. And when Aaron lights the lamp at dusk, he shall burn it, a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall offer no strange incense thereon, nor burnt offering, nor meal offering, and ye shall pour no drink offering thereon. And Aaron shall make atonement upon the horns of it once in the year, with the blood of the sin offering of atonement. Once in the year shall he make atonement for it throughout your generations. It is most holy unto the Lord. Shemot chapter 30, verses 18 through 21. The laver. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, ye shall also make a laver of brass, and the base thereof of brass, whereat to wash, and ye shall put it between the tent of meeting and the altar, and ye shall put water therein. And Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet thereat. When they go into the tent of meeting, thou shalt wash with water, that they die not, or when they come near to the altar to minister, to cause an offering made by fire to smoke unto the Lord. So they shall wash their hands and their feet, that they die not, and it shall be a statute forever to them, even to him and to his seed throughout their generations. Shemot chapter 30, verses 22 through 33. Anointment oil. Moreover, the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, take you also unto the chief spices of flowering myrrh 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon half so much, even 250, and of sweet calamus 250, and of cassia 500, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of olive oil a hin. And you shall make it a holy anointing oil, a perfume compounded after the art of the perfumer. It shall be a holy anointing oil. And ye shall anoint therewith the tent of meeting, and the ark of the testimony, and the table, and all the vessels thereof, and the candlestick, and the vessels thereof, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering, with all the vessels thereof, and the laver, and the base thereof. And ye shall sanctify them, that they may be most holy. Whatsoever touches them shall be holy. And ye shall anoint Aaron and his sons, and sanctify them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And ye shall speak unto the children of Israel, saying, this shall be a holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generations. Upon the flesh of man shall it not be poured, neither shall ye make any like it, according to the composition thereof. It is holy, and it shall be holy unto you. Whosoever compounds any like it, or whosoever puts any of it upon a stranger, he shall be cut off from his people. Shemot chapter 30, verses 34 through 37. Incense. And the Lord said unto Moses, take unto thee sweet spices, stacte and anica and gabbanum, sweet spices with pure frankincense, of each shall there be a like weight. And you shall make of it incense, a perfume after the art of the perfumer, seasoned with salt, pure and holy. And you shall beat some of it very small, and put of it before the testimony in the tent of meeting, where I will meet with you. It shall be unto you most holy. And the incense which you shall make, according to the composition thereof, you shall not make for yourselves. It shall be unto you holy for the Lord. The tabernacle is carried by the children of Israel through their time in the wilderness, as they moved from one camp to another. The tabernacle was eventually brought to Eretz Israel with Joshua and erected at Shiloh. Thank you for listening to The Tabernacle. Shalom.